Title: Percussive Punctuation After Bass Stabs Beginner. Alright, let's build a drum and bass groove that feels like it's talking back to itself. Because in D&B, the bass stabs are the punches, but what makes the beat roll is the little percussive answers that happen right after those stabs. Tiny rims, ticks, ghost snares, little bits of foley. Stuff that's not meant to steal the spotlight, but makes the whole loop feel intentional, aggressive, and alive. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a clean two-bar loop at around 174 BPM, kick and snare foundation, a few bass stabs, and then that percussive punctuation that makes the groove feel finished. Step 0. Quick setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Make three tracks. One is drums. Put a drum rock on it. One is bass. That's your stab sound, MIDI or audio. And one is punctuations. Also a drum rack or audio if you prefer. And yes, I want punctuation on its own track. That's a big beginner upgrade right away, because you usually process these sounds differently than your main drums. They're tighter, brighter, more transient focused, and often high-passed harder. Step 1. Build a solid D&B drum grid. On the drums track, do a basic two-step. Kick on bar 1 beat 1, and bar 2 beat 1. Snare on beats 2 and 4 in each bar, so you've got that classic boots and cats skeleton, but at 174 it already feels like D&B. Add hats next. Keep it simple. Closed hats on 1/8 notes if you want it cleaner, or 1/16 notes if you want it more intense. Don't worry about swing yet. The goal right now is solid timing and a stable foundation. Step 2. Place bass stabs and leave space. On the bass track, use short stabs. Short is important, because you're about to put something right after them. A classic placement is slightly offbeat-ish. Try stabs at 1.1.3 and 1.3.3. In plain language, that's just before beat 2 and just before beat 4. If your stabs are too long, the punctuation won't read as a response. It'll just blur together. So shorten the release on the stab sound. If it's simpler or sampler, bring release down to something like 20 to 60 milliseconds to start. If it's a synth, same idea. Shorten the amp envelope release. The goal is, stab hits, gets out of the way, and then the punctuation speaks. Step 3. Create a punctuation rack, like your mini toolbox. On the punctuations track, load up a drum rack and drop in a handful of short one-shots. You don't need 50 sounds. 6 to 10 is plenty. Here's a good starter set. A rim or clack for a mid-click. A short bright tick, like a tiny hat. A ghost snare, quiet and tight. One foley sound, like a tap, zip, or key jingle. A woodblock or clave for that jungle flavor. And maybe a tiny noise stab or super short crash, but keep it controlled. If you don't have good samples, don't get stuck. Ableton stock library stuff is fine, and you can synthesize a tick quickly with operator. Use noise, super fast attack, decay around 30 to 80 milliseconds, sustain all the way down, short release, high pass it, saturate it lightly, and you've got an original tick. Step 4. The core technique. Program the punctuation after each bass stab. Here's the main rule. For every bass stab, you decide what happens right after it. Most of the time, you'll add an after hit either 1/16th note after the stab, or even 1/32nd after for a tighter, more urgent feel. So if a stab happens, your punctuation lands immediately after it, like the bass said something and the drums replied. In Ableton, set your grid to 1/16 so you can place these quickly. Then, if you want those extra tight placements, switch to a 1/32 grid for a second and tuck a tick a tiny bit closer. And here's the teacher tip that changes everything. Don't think more hits. Think accent map. For each stab, choose one of three outcomes. An answer, like a clear rim or ghost. A trail, like a tiny tick that suggests motion. Or silence. Yes, silence counts as punctuation. If you answer every single stab the same way, it can feel busy and predictable. Sometimes skipping one response makes the next snare feel bigger, and the groove feels more musical. Also, vary your call and response. Don't use the same sound every time. Try something like, first stab gets a rim, second stab gets a tick, third stab gets a ghost snare, fourth gets a little foley tap. That rotation is what gives you that talking drums vibe, especially in rollers. Now, quick advanced but easy variation you can try once the basic after hits work, the double tap. After one stab, do two responses. First hit is the main punctuation, like a rim. Second hit is a tiny tick slightly later and quieter, like a rebound. Keep that second one low velocity, so it feels like a tail, not a new event. Another easy trick, the flam. Duplicate a rim hit, make one slightly early and quieter, and keep the other on grid. Suddenly it feels more urgent and lively, without adding new instruments. Step 5. Process punctuation to be punchy, not loud. This is where beginners often accidentally wreck the mix. Punctuation is not supposed to dominate. It's supposed to be felt. On the punctuations track, build a simple chain. First, EQ 8, high pass it. Don't be shy. Start around 200 HE, and adjust between 150 and 300 depending on the sound. The kick and bass own the low end. Your punctuation does not need it. If it's harsh, consider a small dip where it's fighting other bright stuff. Often somewhere in the upper highs, or sometimes in the snare crack zone around 2 to 4 KHC. Use your ears. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode is great here. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so you're not just getting louder. You're aiming for density and presence. Optional but really useful. Blue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2:1. Lower the threshold until you see maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This gently glues and controls spikes. Then utility. If the sounds are meant to be tight and centered, try mono on. For wide foley, you might keep it stereo, but make sure it's not smearing your center. If you do have wide foley, a good cleanup move is EQ 8 in mid/side mode. High pass the side higher, like 400 to 800 HE, so the width stays airy and the middle stays punchy. And here's a leveling target you can actually use. Mute the punctuation track. Unmute it. If the groove collapses when you mute it, you did it right. If the groove gets noticeably louder when you unmute it, it's too much. Step 6. Groove. Using velocity and micro timing. This is the secret sauce. If you program the right notes, but everything is the same velocity and perfectly quantized, it's going to sound like a loop that never breathes. Go into the MIDI velocities. Make some punctuation hit strong, like 80 to 110. Make ghost punctuation much lower, like 20 to 60. Think in terms of accents. Accent. Ghost. Accent. That's jungle deed in A right there. Now micro timing. A few milliseconds matters at 174 BPM. Try nudging some punctuation slightly late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, so it sits behind the bass and feels weighty. And then nudge a few tiny ticks slightly early, like 3 to 8 milliseconds, to create urgency. You can do this manually by turning off the grid and nudging notes, or you can test a simple move. Add a little track delay on the whole punctuations track, like plus 7 milliseconds, and see if it locks better behind the bass. Groove pool is optional here. If you use it, keep it subtle and mostly apply it to punctuations, not your main snare. Commit it at something like 30 to 60% so it doesn't get sloppy. Step 7. Give it a little space, but keep it tight. DDN beat at this tempo hates long reverb tails. They smear everything. Set up a return track with a short reverb. Small size, decay around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut the reverb so it's not fizzy, low cut it so it's not muddy. Something like low cut 200 to 500, high cut 6K to 10K. Then send your punctuation to it lightly. Very lightly. Think minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level as a starting point. If you want darker, more mechanical vibes, use echo instead of reverb. A 1/16 or dotted 1/8 can work. Low feedback like 10 to 20%, and heavily filtered so it's more texture than obvious repeats. Step 8. Turn the two-bar loop into something that evolves. Drum and bass is about progression. Even small changes make a loop feel like a track. Here's a simple plan. Bar 1. Fewer punctuations. Establish the groove. Bar 2. Add one extra tiny 1/32 tick after the last stab to increase tension. Every 8 bars, swap one punctuation sound. Rim becomes foley or tick becomes a different hat. Before a drop, increase density a bit, but automate an auto-filter low pass to close down the brightness. Then snap it open at the drop. That filter and swap move instantly sounds more intentional. And remember, negative space is a tool. Removing one punctuation hit right before a snare can make the snare feel bigger than any compressor ever could. Fast troubleshooting, if something feels off. If it feels messy, check these three relationships. 1. Transient collision. If your punctuation lands too close to the snare or hats, it'll sound like a clicky mess. Nudge it a few milliseconds or shorten the sample. 2. Spectral collision. If it sits right where your hats live, around 8 to 12K, or right where your snare crack lies, around 2 to 4K, it'll fight. Eck it, or change the sound. 3. Envelope mismatch. If the punctuation has too much tail, it blurs the grid. Shorten decay or release, or gate it. Also, use length as a groove tool. Alternate a super short tick, like a 5 to 30 millisecond feel, with a slightly longer clack, like 60 to 120 milliseconds, even with the same rhythm that reads like phrasing. Quick monitoring trick, solo bass plus punctuation, and turn your volume down low. If you can still read the rhythm clearly, you're on the right track. If it disappears, don't just turn it up. Add transient presence, or bring out upper mids. Now let's do a 10-minute practice run to lock this in. Make a 2-bar loop at 174, kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Bass stabs at 1.1.3 and 1.3.3. Then add one punctuation hit 1/16 after each stab. Duplicate the loop and make variation B. Change the second punctuation to a different sound. Move one punctuation late by around 10 milliseconds. Make one punctuation a ghost note, velocity around 35. Then a slash B test. Mute punctuations, unmute. The groove should feel like it suddenly has language, without sounding like you added a new loud instrument. Export a 16-bar sketch if you want a deliverable. 8 bars variation A, 8 bars variation B. That's enough to start hearing how arrangement and evolution matter. Recap to finish. Bass stabs create impact. Punctuation creates motion. Put those punctuation hits right after the stabs, 1/16 or 1/32 later. Keep them controlled. High pass with EQ8, add a bit of saturation, light glue if needed. Make them feel alive with velocity and micro timing. Add short, filtered space with a subtle send. And arrange tiny variations over time so it rolls like a real DNB section, not a static loop. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, like jungle, rollers, jump up, tech step, neuro, and what your bass stab sounds like, I can suggest a specific 2-bar punctuation pattern and a matching Ableton device chain that fits that vibe.